all the things that you might look forward to in a summer vacation. Playing classic board games together with friends, listening to some rad tunes from Jen's summer playlist, reading some good literature, and hopefully a refreshing wash of the soul. And so we will begin this morning with our chalice lighting, and Jen is going to read our chalice lighting, and feel free to grab your chalice and light it along with her.
So this is called Hold Fast to Summer, affirmation by Ben Soul. Hold fast to summer. Enjoy with heightened appreciation these still warm summer days. Create more memories. Take more pictures. Enjoy a bit of denial. Suck all the summer sweetness out of your sun-warmed garden tomatoes. Smile at someone. Squeeze a hand. Put up some jam or pickles. We store these things up as we approach the uncertain seasons. And our summer companions will be our winter support and sustenance. In celebration of the season, we gather together in community.
And now I invite you all to remain muted while I share the song of affirmation, and then we'll unmute together for the spoken words of affirmation. I invite you to unmute and join us in the spoken affirmation. Love is the doctrine of this church, the quest of truth is sacrament, and service is prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge in freedom, to serve all life with compassion, to the end that all souls shall grow harmony with the divine.
This is our great covenant,
one with another, and with our God. We'll enter now into a moment of sharing. If you have something on your mind, something on your heart that you'd like to share with the congregation, please feel free to either unmute yourself and share. We're a small enough group, or pop it into the chat window if you would prefer. From Lynn, she's excited about the birds and so happy to hear their early morning calls. Oh, Abigail adds that the blue jays have come to our home. There is one who prefers our front porch as his main perch. Tracy is glad that the woodchuck is enjoying her lettuce. A truce has not yet been quite made.
Yeah.
Well, we hold all of these joys and sorrows and concerns, spoken and not spoken, in our collective hearts and minds together. Beth has also been enjoying lettuce, kale, and tomatoes from the newly planted Victory Garden, but no woodchuck to be seen yet. Tracy's the only lucky one. So this is the time now where I invite you to grab that piece of paper and pencil, and we're going to play a game that was a favorite of mine when I was growing up called Scattergories. You can play this game either as a group, if you have someone there to play with, or as an individual. Both are fine. I'm going to pop the rules of the game up onto our screen here. So the game is Scattergories. And each entry in 10 different categories will start with its own letter that will be chosen at random. The adjectives can add another point. For example, if the letter was S and the category was cool things to eat, you would get 2 points by saying sweet sherbet. Both start with the letter S. Sherbet would give you 1 point. You cannot repeat the same word for 2 different categories. You will have 2 full minutes to try and fill as many of them out as you possibly can. And 1 point will be given for every unique entry that is not used by someone else. So in the example given above, if somebody else comes up with sherbet, you don't get a point for sherbet. You may play as a team or as an individual. And I'm gonna go ahead and put a timer on my clock over here. And the letter at random that is being chosen is the letter, William, give us a letter.
W.
The letter W.
William.
That is the letter to play.
William.
And so, yes, but William is not one of the categories. You'll have to do the category. So if you're playing as a team, I suggest that you mute so that others don't hear what you have to say. And I'm going to start the timer and turn the categories over here in just a second. All right. Are we ready? Set. Go. Seconds remain. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time is up. So, now we get to the fun of scoring. So I'm going to invite you all to unmute. And we shall start with category 1, things you might find at the beach. Anybody go ahead and share something that you might find at the beach. You can type it into the chat window, or you can go ahead and unmute and let us know. What did you find at the beach? Starts with a W.
Water wings.
Water wings, too. That's excellent.
We got water wings, too.
Oh, water wings is out. Sorry.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Waves.
Waves.
Wet waves.
Whelks.
Nice. Water.
What?
Wood.
Wood.
Mm. Wild whales.
What, so we got wet whales. Whales don't count. Bummer.
Wily walrus.
Oh, worms. Wily walrus. Very nice, Diane.
Worms.
Worms.
Windy weather.
Warm weather. Nice.
Windy weather.
Claire's reports wiffle ball, although originally it was wiggle ball, and I was trying to figure out what that it was. So I'm glad it's with football.
Wild women.
Nice. You never know.
And wine.
Ooh, wine. Mm-hmm. And that illicit, you know, obtuse cup so that no one can see it. All right, number two, a way to describe summer weather.
Wonderful.
Oh. Warm. Wonderful, warm, humid.
Weltering.
Weltering, nice.
Windy. Weighty.
Weighty. Oh, yes, the weightiness of that humidity. Yes, yes, weighty. Wet.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Wonderful, I think I heard, yes.
Wrong.
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 And of winter. Wow.
About wilt.
Nice. Yes.
Did somebody say windy?
Yeah. I think just you.
Weighty. Weighty. I said weighty.
Yeah, we had weighty and windy. Okay. Number three, a food you can barbecue.
Food you can barbecue.
Food a food you might find at a barbecue. Sorry.
Watermelon.
That's what we had. Watermelon.
Wieners. 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 Did anybody else have wieners?
Wieners. I think I heard wieners twice.
But wings.
Wings.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
Wings. Nope. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
White potatoes.
White potatoes.
Well, that's P. That's P.
All right.
It's the white. The white gives you the W. We'll allow it. What else? Any other barbecue feuds? All right, things you find poolside.
Whistle.
Ooh.
Waiters.
Waiters. Well, I like the pool Sarah's going to. Can we go there?
Wait. You know those things you put on your feet to go walking?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant guys coming around with drinks.
Oh, not that kind of waiters. No. No.
Weights. Like weights.
Yep, weights. It's good.
We have a wet water slide.
Oh, we have water slide too.
We're not doing so well.
All right. All right. A vacation destination.
Wisconsin.
Washington, Wisconsin.
West Miami.
West Miami.
Well,
I have to ask my sister about that part of town.
Waikiki.
Beach.
Waikiki. Good.
Windmills.
Yep, windmills.
Did somebody say Wellfleet?
We did. Wellfleet. Sorry, Jen.
Worcester.
Worcester.
The town everyone wants to go to. Waterworld and Wales and Washington, D.C. coming in from the chat.
Waterworld.
An activity you can do in the water.
Wave.
Ooh.
Wave.
Couple of waves.
We have waveboard, which I think is a different thing.
Wakeboard. I said wakeboard.
Sure, wakeboard. Yeah, we're going to say wakeboard.
Wade.
Oh, I had that.
Wade in the water. That's good.
Water polo.
That's good.
Windsurfing,
yes.
Yeah. Did anybody have water skis?
No.
I think it's just you, Shrivers.
Mm. Walking on the beach.
Walking on the beach. Very nice. Walking in the water, yes.
Walk on water.
That's a different church, guys.
No, we really know we could walk on water.
Whale riding.
What?
Whale riding. Good one, Dean. Good one.
All right, a song you associate with summer.
What?
Wade in the water.
Wade in the
water. Yeah.
Yes.
Way up in the sky, the little birds fly.
Sure. Yep. And it sounds like I skipped one, which was a song, or sorry, something that you can find at a picnic.
Oh.
Weeds. Watermelon.
Weeds, watermelon.
We had Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce?
That's good. Wine.
Wine.
Well done steak.
Yeah, wasps from there you go.
Mm-hmm. Go say what?
Worship.
This might be the place for worms.
Yes, yeah. Worms again. Right.
Wieners are right. Fun too.
An activity at summer camp.
Walk.
There was a lot of walking at camp.
Weaving.
Weaving. Weaving. Weaving.
Oh, that's Whistle a camp, ball. Sarah.
Oh, apparently a game Whistle called ball. Walk the Plank.
Oh, yes.
Said, walk
it's a the team plank. Building game. It's not the most fun. It sounds more fun than it actually is.
Oh, good to know.
Winning.
Winning.
Waterboarding.
Nice. That's a summer camp of a special type.
Wishing.
Wishing.
CIA summer camp.
Just like the CIA summer camp.
Yeah.
And then our last one, summer produce.
Wheat.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Watercress.
Watercress. Oh,
yeah. Watercress. We got watercress.
Okay.
Water.
Weeds.
Weeds.
We're good at growing weeds, right, Mom?
You're good. Yeah, I'm good at growing weed myself.
Wintergreen.
Whoopie pies.
Zucchini.
We've gone off the rails, I believe.
Wheat.
Well, thank you for indulging me in my game of summer categories with all of you. And now, as in any good vacation, we go from playing games with one another to do a little light reading. And so I will invite you to go ahead, and I've put you all on mute, and I'm going to invite Jen for a reading entitled Little Summer Poem Touching on the Subject of Faith, which is written by Mary Oliver.
Every summer, I listen and look under the sun's brass and even into the moonlight, but I cannot hear anything. I can't see anything, not the pale roots digging down, nor the green stalks muscling up, nor the leaves deepening their damp pleats, nor the tassels making, nor the shucks, nor the cobs. And still, every day, the leafy fields grow taller and thicker, green gowns lofting up to the night, showering with silk. And so, every summer, I fail as a witness, seeing nothing. I am deaf to the tick of the leaves, the trapping of the downwardness from the banyan feet, all of it happening beyond any seeable proof or hearable hum. And therefore, let the immeasurable come. Let the unknowable touch the buckle of my spine. Let the wind turn in the trees, in the mystery hidden in the dirt, swing through the air. How could I look at anything in this world and terrible and grip my hands over my heart? Tremble and grip my hands over my heart? What should I fear? One morning in the leafy green ocean, the honeycomb of the corn's beautiful body is sure to be there.
Thank you, Jen. And now, another classic summer moment here. A little throwback to 1984.
Ah.
Just a little taste of perhaps a shared moment from Jen and my childhood of sitting and watching music videos in the summer months and trying to make sure you got all the lyrics right and getting that perfect mixtape where you had to get it just right. And if the DJ spoke over those words, oh, you'd have to sit around and watch and listen and wait for the DJ to play the song again.
Oh, those mixtapes.
So, as we think about our time for all ages today, you're welcome to sit back, get yourself into a summertime frame of mind, maybe close your eyes. And here we go. Summer of 2020. Masks, social distancing, no family photos at the Grand Canyon this year, no weddings to slow dance at. Perhaps the strangest summer of our lives. And yet, maybe it is a summer filled with all the essentials. When Jen and I talked about the essence of summer, it wasn't about any of those big things. It was about the ephemeral feel that's still right outside the door, here and today. And so we dedicate this story to the essence of summer. May we celebrate it and feel it, even in 2020. In late May, the days start to lengthen before us and we linger just a little longer outdoors. The promise of school ending, of work relenting, and the call of the birds call us to pull open the shed and drag the deck furniture outside. A sure harbinger of summer. The umbrella goes up and there's nothing but potential stretching before you. The days begin early, coffee cup in hand, in the relative cool of the morning. Maybe it's the birds coming and going at the feeder or the way the green seems to deepen before your eyes, but the plans begin in earnest. The dreams for the summer months ahead take hold and you embark full of spirit and ready for the best summer yet. The plans begin to take shape on your evening walks past neighbors, watering the garden, rocking on the front porch or blowing bubbles. The plans wiggle into your heart and emerge fully formed. You make the long summer bucket list. Learn to play an instrument. Take up a second language. Clean out the whole hall closet. Get the house painted. Just think of what all those extra hours of sunlight and the calm of the workday may bring. Summer 2020 is no different. We all may have made the list. Maybe like me, it is hanging in the hallway, taunting you right now. But the days begin to slip by and before you know it, it's the 4th of July and nothing has been crossed off. And so you begin to find it in your heart to let it go and relax into the summer that is. The summer that is here right now. The important things. A meal of New England sweet corn. Tender and buttery with just a little sprinkle of salt, ear after ear. A fire pit roaring in the backyard and the chance to burn that marshmallow and peel off the outer crisp layer and plunge it back into the fire over and over until it is all gone. Or sit patiently and spin it ever so slightly over the coals until there is a golden hue about it and it's about to fall off of the whittled stick. All the while, swatting away the mosquitoes and enjoying the tunes on a neighbor's guitar. a slice of watermelon where the juice drips down your shirt no matter how hard you try and eat it over the patio. Sliced tomatoes that no longer taste like water as they did in January. No, these are the juicy and sweet tomatoes full of flavor, red, orange, and yellow. Grilled hot dogs and burgers with the cheese melting right off of them. And then you get your act together and you head to the beach. Yeah, the beach. Isaac Dinesen said it best. The cure for anything is salt water. Sweat, tears, or the sea. And the sea promises the ultimate cure. The way the ocean plays on the sand and the foam collects at your toes and then takes it all back. The way the waves crash over and over again so that you hear it well into the night and drummed into your dreams. And with each wave, a little bit of yourself is sloughed off and taken away. All the layers of dead skin, of futile worry and concern, all the abrasive thoughts that do not serve you anymore. The ocean, bracingly cold here in New England, will numb your toes and shock your system into balance again, and then welcome you into the buoyancy where it can support all of you until you come home buoyed and refreshed, ready for whatever the next season has in store for you. And so my wish for you in the summer of 2020 and all the summers to come is this. May you have the peace of a wide open summer starry night, the warmth of a night spent around the fire pit, the time and space to make connections to family and friends, even if it is virtual, the sweetness of the dripping juice of ripe fruit, and in the words of Christopher Cross from Sailing, if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. As you reflect on the words, I invite you now to type into the chat, what are the essences of summer and the blessings that you share upon all of us here gathered? What do you wish for one another this summer? Enjoy the moment. From Lynn. From Tracy, the colors of summer bring us joy, and the beauty of the nights some rest. From Sharon, the breezes in my backyard bestowed upon all of you. From Larry, may we all find that time for a trip to the beach. From Beth, the savor the local produce. From Sarah, enjoy cooking outside. From Diane Engel, planting things, watching them grow. From Lynn, a blessing of not wearing shoes. Eating outside from Sarah. May all of these blessings be upon all of us here gathered. We close today with the words of Mary Oliver again, the summer day. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down. Who is gazing around her with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Thank you all so much. Here is to summer 2020, whatever it may look like. And thank you, Jen, for the inspiration. I invite us now to stay for coffee hour. You are welcome to head off for whatever you have planned for your Sunday. And I think we're a somewhat small enough group that we could probably unmute and enjoy a little time just chatting.
Thank you, Rebecca. You're the ultimate spin master. She took a few notes, just highlights, and she spun it through her, you know, story there. And it was a joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Best auction gift or auction win ever.
And thanks, Jen, for bidding on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I probably underpaid. That's how I feel right now. It was great. Thank you.
Just have to pay more next time. That's all.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. We're all going to have to remember this.
Jen, feel free to just give, you know, a little extra donation to the church. It's never a bad thing.
All right. I'm on it.
And Margaret, yes, I'd be happy to post it. I'll put it up on the same link as the